is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk, joined all evening by the news chick and sidekick and co-host of the morning show, Teresa Strasser. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you for having me back.
Look at you, man.
It's good to be here.
You got a little button around your neck. It's beautiful. What is that? Just a regular button, or
it's a little silver button to charm.
And what? I can't read it.
No! It says something embarrassing.
I can't read it from here.
It says it's a button, and it says cute as a button.
Oh, that's awesome! Did Corolla give you that?
No,
he did not.
No,
nice job, retard.
He gave me that. No, it's from my husband.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, you're cute as a button.
Well, I feel a little embarrassed wearing a button charm necklace that says I'm cute as a button.
Why is that?
A little bit like a douche.
You don't feel like you deserve that?
Look how cute I am. No, I don't deserve it. But since he got it for me,
Why don't you turn it around and just say it was from your grandmother's dress? You know?
It looks like an old-fashioned button.
Yeah, it does. Grandma passed away and left you nothing, but you wanted a piece of her.
It's from a store called White Trash Charms. That's the name of the store. It truly is.
Is that right?
Gina knows it.
Which is also Tiffany?
I do know it. It's very, very pricey little shop.
Is that right? There's a place called White Trash Jewelry?
White Trash Charms.
It's called White Trash Charm. There's lots of lightning bolts and cassette tapes and real, you know, kitschy stuff.
I got to get over there. Mm-hmm. Before we begin here, I got to ask the people who work at Trader Joe's a favor. Because I love the food at Trader Joe's. I believe the people who work at Trader Joe's are probably brighter than the people who work at most markets. They have a lot of energy about them. They're always
very
enthusiastic.
Polite.
Yeah, very polite. And the food is great. They offer some stuff there that you don't see at other markets. The prices are good. And I only go there once a year. I love the place.
Once a year
and
only.
And I go once a year. Because it's like, for me, it's like going to the post office where I pull into a Trader Joe's parking lot and my blood starts to boil. There's not enough spaces. The spaces are too small. And 14 people are waiting for one space.
Yes, and they're very pleasant people. But suddenly you find, I want to take this planted pot and smash it over the head of a perfectly nice soccer mom with her kids.
Right.
But she's taking too long.
It's exactly right.
It changes who you are, Tim.
It does.
It changes the very essence of who you are.
It absolutely does. I went to the Trader Joe's on Laurel and Ventura today. Used to be a licorice pizza, I think, or a record store. And now it's a Trader Joe's. And they move into spaces that should be record stores. That's the biggest space.
And they probably sell a kind of a licorice pizza there, because that's the kind of thing they do.
That's exactly right. So I pull in there, I buzz around a couple times, can't find a spot, and I'm gone. I split.
And this happens once a year.
And it happens like once a year.
So you're like a goldfish.
Right.
But in a year, you swim around and you've totally get amnesia, Trader Joe's amnesia.
That's exactly right. You can't remember
how much it sucks to go there.
Yeah. And I forget and I slide in there and I get pissed and I leave. The one on White Oak and Burbank is the same way. Cars are out into the street.
Can't you go on off hours because you work
at night? No. Here, Teresa, this is what they got to do. They got to work with me. I'm not going to work with them.
No, I see where you're
coming
from.
When I go to Vons.
You're Tim Conway.
Yeah. When I go to Vons, there's 300 parking spots for Vons.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's, we get it. We like the store.
Right.
Let's take a shot at moving up and expanding.
Maybe they can't charge $2 for the $2 chuck if they rent out a larger parking place.
That's not true, because Vons charges less than Trader Joe's on a lot of things.
And we didn't even get into the expiration problem with their baked goods.
Yes. But you pull into Gelson's and there's never a spot shortage. There's never a shortage of parking spots. Vons, Ralph's, the same way. But you go to Trader Joe's and there's 900 people trying to get into four spots, and people start to get pissed. And that defeats the whole purpose of going there.
Right.
You're supposed to go there with like the hippie crowd and the pot crowd.
Sure,
you walk around Trader Joe's, everyone smells like weed.
Of course. I remember when it first opened, I half thought that because it was called Trader Joe's, I could put down some shells, maybe some beads, and then take my beer.
Yeah, and then you enjoy yourself.
We trade.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And you can't do that at Trader Joe's anymore.
No, instead you get a thing my people would call sewers. It's aggravation.
Right?
You don't need it.
And who is your people?
The Jews.
The Jews? All right. But I don't know what they call it. I think the Irish just call it effed, with the big F word.
Well, the Italians would call it agita.
Right.
You know, just aggravation.
Yeah.
You don't need. You're just
exactly
trying to get, you know, some chocolate and some Altoids and a $2 chuck and a fiber cake that's going to go bad in 20 minutes.
Yeah. And no preservatives. So when you're driving home, if you don't eat the 7-grain bread on the way home, it will expire in the car. By the time you get home, it'll be walking.
It makes you miss preservatives.
It does.
You don't miss them. You don't. It's a Joni Mitchell. You don't know what you got till it's gone, and you got some moldy bread.
I don't get it. I don't understand, and I probably never will. So I'm not going to go to Trader Joe's anymore. But I don't understand why people don't realize. Yeah, business is great. It's expanding.
Let's make room for our customers who pay us.
Let's go. Every time I go to Best Buy, never a spot shortage.
Are you breaking up with Trader Joe's?
I'm breaking up with Trader Joe's.
But is
officially.
This a thing that lasts a year, like the last breakup?
No, I think I'm done. It's there are a list of things I don't do in my life because I get pissed.
Okay.
And one of them is go to a post office.
Right.
I don't go anymore.
You go to like a mailbox, et cetera.
Yeah, mailbox, et cetera, right. I go to the offshoots and I pay a little more. But one of my pet peeves, I haven't been to a post office in about 2 years, and that's the way I like it. I don't stand in line. I don't do any mailing with these people because those people don't give a rat's ass about me.
Right.
The last time I was at a post office in Hollywood, there was one window open, about 25 people in line. 25 people in line. And another woman came out and said, and because everyone was going ballistic, you know, and I think it was around the holidays. Another woman comes out and says, would anyone like to file a complaint that we don't have enough employees here? I'm like, aren't you wearing the U.S. mail jersey?
Right.
She said, yeah. I go, get your ass behind the counter. Let's have two windows.
Yeah,
why
stop wasting
why file
time.
A complaint?
Yeah.
You know, but that's if private business ran that way, you wouldn't go. If you went to Trader Joe's or Gelson's and you went to check out and there's 25 people in line, you would just leave your cart there.
Right.
You'd move on.
Yeah.
But the post office has you.
Sometimes if you ever just abandon your cart just said, you know what? No moss.
Right.
That's it. This place is Sugar Ray Leonard, and I'm Roberto Duran. Goodbye. You don't have to knock me out. I'm leaving this cart full of crap I just picked out for 2 hours because I can't take it.
Let's take it. This is not an entire hour, but let's take a few
calls
on this.
It's hot talk, though. Parking?
Please. What businesses have you officially broken up with? Have you had an ass full of Trader Joe's, perhaps the post office, things you don't do anymore because they're too irritating?
I've got a funny story. It's weird that you would mention my charm. Because I originally had a different charm, but I'm allergic to nickel, and so my whole neck broke out. My husband got me a different one. So I went back in the store, and I said, I'm so sorry, but I'm allergic to this, and would you take it back? My husband got it for me. I'm allergic to it. And the woman who was there, the proprietor, she said, well, our stuff is made out of gold. And I'm like, look, I wouldn't lie to you. I'm allergic to nickel. There must be a little bit of nickel in this necklace. I'm really sorry. Can you take it back? No. So I thought I could get in a long, drawn-out conversation with this woman, or I could pull a power move and decide to leave. I calculated in my mind the worth of having this conversation, which was going to make my blood boil, as you said,
right,
versus the worth of the necklace. And I just said, you know what? Just keep it. And by the time my hand hit the door, she goes, no. Pick out something else.
Is that right? Good
I
for you.
I guilted her.
Yes.
And I didn't mean to. I really, truly felt in the bottom of my heart, I'm done with you and this business because I'm not trying to lie. I wouldn't make this up. The thing gave me a rash. You won't give me my money back. There's nothing else here, you know, that I see that I want. You know, I just give me my money back.
Did you take back those nickel panties he got you for your wedding?
Well, there can be a trace amount. Like if I'm sitting on a folding chair, I will get a rash on my legs. That's the truth.
So no nickel seats.
A lot of people have allergy to nickel, women especially, and you wear jewelry and you think it's fine. A day later, you got a rash.
Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
Do you hold it to your ear?
I have to be very careful about it.
There's nickel on it.
Yeah.
Sometimes
my ear will scratch. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes a belt. I wonder why my stomach's itching. The belt buckle's touching my stomach.
Wow.
Yeah.
You would be terrible to work like at a casino in the cage.
A lot of metal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the especially, you know, working the you know, the cocktail waitress for the nickel slots.
Well, I'd be bad at that for
a
number of reasons.
Just be like a big sore coming by.
Yes, for a number of reasons, I'd probably be bad. But you know, I was probably not meant to live long. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have really pigment in my skin,
right?
And I'm allergic to things.
So you're like a dragonfly,
right?
You know.
And I have a fragile psyche, as you know.
Right, yeah. You were prone to depression?
A little bit.
Right.
And nickel allergy. So between the two of those things.
Right. Did your husband listen to this show?
Let's hope not.
Okay. All right. Here are the phone numbers, folks. If you've broken up with a business, you've had an ass full, you can complain right here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to a Jose in Panorama City, I believe. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Timmy, you're a big stud, man.
Oh, how'd you know?
Hey, Teresa, you're hot.
Thank you.
Look at that. Cute as a button, huh?
Yeah, she's cute as a button.
If I don't say so myself.
You're going to be so irritated by that.
That's so embarrassing.
No, Timmy, I got a Trader Joe's you might want to go to. I've swung there a couple of times, and there's not a lot of people in the parking lot.
Where's that?
It's in San Fernando Mission and Balboa.
Oh, well, that might be a little too far for
That's
way out. That's
you
almost,
go to Santa Clarita.
That's, yeah, that's true. But I don't want to drag food across the valley.
Is that Panorama City?
Yeah, I think it's out. Where is that? Mission Hills?
That's Silmar.
That's Mission Hills.
Mission Hills, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you two try to correct me. I grew up in the valley.
Sorry.
Sons of bitches. Where is that? Silmar?
Listen,
I was born in Panorama City, and I don't want to brag. That is the
right?
Paris of at the Kaiser.
Wow.
That's where things go wrong.
Me too.
I'm right next to it.
Really?
Next to it.
Look at you two.
And we were probably born
all right,
the same
Jose,
year.
Thanks, buddy. What year? Wait a minute. You're 23?
Please don't make me do the fake math.
Yeah, Teresa and I were both born in 85.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, that's not a bad area to go to one because, out in that part of the valley, it isn't as crowded. But when you get into the city, like the 310 area code is a disaster to do anything because of parking and because of how many people live in the city.
Yeah.
In the valley, you can still park.
I know. Is he Randy on this show or Ryan on our, I forget. You're Randy here.
I believe.
Steve.
He's broken up with his pharmacy. Now, I think a lot of people have broken up with their pharmacies.
Wait a minute. You broke up with your pot pharmacy?
No. I'm best friends with my pot pharmacy. No, I broke up with CVS.
Oh, you did?
You know why? Because every time I go to CVS, they have these great deals on beer or booze, and then you get up to the counter, and let's say there's an 18-pack of beer for $10. They charge you $15, and I say, but there's a deal right here. And they say, oh, it's either one of two things. Oh, this sale just ended, or this sale didn't start yet. Every single time.
I've seen a lot of meltdowns at pharmacies.
Well, I spent a weekend in CVS. I got lost.
Yeah.
And I went to just get formula for my baby. This was like 2 years ago. And I went in there on a Saturday morning. I got out at Sunday night. I called 911. The cops helped me out of there.
Really?
With the way that place is designed, the aisles that are at that crazy angle,
mm-hmm.
and it goes down to that just one tiny aisle, and then they get bigger. I don't know where I am.
Yeah, you were able to survive on peanuts.
Yeah, I get circus peanuts and a lot of milk.
Sure, formula.
Yeah, right.
Or whatever, a can of Ensure and some peppermints.
All right, let's talk to Mike here in Santa Monica. Mike, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, you're a big stud.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Teresa, love the show in the morning.
Thank you.
I've been here for 7 years, and I've never stepped foot in a Trader Joe's. And it's exactly for the reason you mentioned. And when I tell people I don't shop there, they look at me like I'm nuts. It's like a cult thing.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like taking a plane to Montreal or Toronto in January. The chances of you landing at that airport without incident are almost zero. You'll probably be circling over Toronto Airport for 2 hours.
I don't like a shopping trip that requires me to say the Serenity Prayer.
Exactly. But I tell you, the one business I find myself breaking up with at least every 6 months is the dry cleaner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can
see that. Every 6 months, I need a new dry cleaner because they're just too frustrating.
Yeah, I don't mind the dry cleaners. The one dry cleaner I did break up with, I had to leave because the guy who owned it was a smoker. And all of the clothes I got back smelled like, I just
That's
walked through a casino.
That's why you're taking it to the dry cleaner to get out, bad smells.
Yeah. But
exactly.
I'd get it home and I was like, wow, this smells like I just walked through the casino.
Hey, listen, I got to go hit the bars, but great show.
All right, thanks for calling, man. I love a guy who is... whose schedule is so tight that he's got to
hit the bars.
Yeah, he's got to leave us now because he's got to get into that bar and start drinking.
And, do you go to a bar at this hour? I don't know.
At 8:15, 8:16? I don't know. I think so. There's a lot of bars in the valley that are real dives that are great.
Oh, I love a good dive.
Yeah.
You know what? You've been to the Smog Cutter on Virgil?
No.
That's the best dive in town.
The Starlight. Have you been there on, Moore Park and, I don't know what the hell the street is there.
Colfax.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Valley dives are extra good.
Yeah, next to that taco place, Henry's Taco.
Yeah.
Or Pat's. Pat's.
Who would have guessed that Randy would be
Pat's
familiar?
Pat's Cocktail Lounge?
Yes, Pat's.
That's next to my house. It's the greatest place.
I love Pat's.
Who would have guessed that you'd been familiar with Henry's Tacos?
I'm familiar with every taco stand in the valley.
Yeah, it is pretty good. You know what? Henry's Tacos, it's on Colfax and Moore Park. I just ate there tonight. It's the closest thing to Puppin' Taco, if you remember that as a child. The tacos are a little more expensive. They're $2.40 as opposed to 19 cents when I was a kid. But it does smell like Puppin Taco. If you want that ambiance again, that whiff, that smell, that experience.
I just want to go. And, so when we're ready to leave, I can say, let's blow this taco stand. And it won't be a metaphor.
All right. Teresa Strasser's with us. We're going to take a break here and take more of your phone calls when we come back. The businesses you've said adios to. Too frustrating. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Teresa Strasser. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Joined by Teresa Strasser. Nice to see you.
Very good to be here.
Some people call you Strasser or Strasser.
Yeah, I don't really care, but it's Strasser. You know, Strasser. Like in Casablanca, the Nazi Major Strasser.
Right. Yeah. Wow, look at you. Mm-hmm. Strasser. All right, businesses you have had an ass full of and you've moved on. Let's talk to a Kelvin in Torrance. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing, Tim?
All right, man.
How's it going, Teresa?
Hi, Kelvin.
Yeah, I used to work at a Trader Joe's, and you have to figure out what time they do their drops. They do a drop every day where they drop off all the goods, you know, everything that's out of stock or whatever. And then usually a Wednesday is a good day to do your shopping because no one else comes in on Wednesday. It's usually pretty dead.
Hmm. All right, good tip. Huh. I also heard a rumor that Trader Joe's wine is all insurance wine. Is that true?
I don't know about that, but, and by the way, everyone that's, you know, you think that everyone's smarter at Trader Joe's, it's just they're too dumb to know that they've got a crappy job and they're just smiling all the time.
Well, do they give you guys health insurance and such?
I didn't have health insurance. I was on my parents' health insurance and all that at the same time, and whatever.
Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't matter why they're smiling and looks like they're having a good time, even if they're morons.
Listen, I don't care if they've been lobotomized. I appreciate a smile.
Exactly.
Well, it's different because they have you moving around the whole time. They don't have you, like, just working register, just a bag boy or whatever. They have you, like, working the stock. Like, each couple of hours, they have you moving around, which is kind of cool.
Right. Do they take American Express over there? I don't think they do.
I think they might, yeah.
Oh, all right. I remember trying to pay with a credit card, and they didn't take that type of credit card. Maybe it was Visa. I don't know. But I thought it was odd that, you know, 2008, and like, no, we're just, just Diners Club.
Again, I tried to pay with my puka shells. Said it was a trade.
All right, Kelvin, we thank you for calling. Let's talk to, how about Jason in San Clemente? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How's it going, Tim? Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
I've had it with Costco.
You're done, huh?
I'm just about done. I mean, there's a couple things that you pretty much need to have at Costco when you have a family, but that place, I have never experienced more anxiety in my life.
Yeah, I don't like checking out of there. I'll tell you that. It ruins the whole experience of Costco.
It's just a long line?
Yeah. It's
a
long line.
They have the biggest carts you can possibly have.
Right.
And there's nowhere to go. People, because it's a membership-only organization,
right.
you have people bringing other people that aren't members, so there's these groups of people that are there all shopping together, and they don't know which way to go. It takes forever to get in and out of that place.
Yeah, if you're borderline suicidal and you want to be pushed over the top, go on a Saturday about 4.
That'll push you right over the edge.
Saturday about 3:30 or 4.
You'll be stuffing your pockets with rocks and walking into the sea, Virginia Woolf style.
Exactly.
Well, their
parking lots are so huge, you have to literally park a quarter mile away.
Oh, right. I don't like that. Then you lose your car. But Jason, philosophically speaking, do you think there's something anxiety producing about the very act of stocking up? Like, I need 100 rolls of toilet paper. I'm going to need to have these all in my house.
Right. I do that, though. I stock up like that.
But is that from a place of anxiety?
No, I think what it is it's, you know, growing up with, we had 6 kids in our family. So we'd run out of crap all the time.
How Irish are you? How Irish.
My mom had 6 kids in 8 years.
Wow.
And we were when we went back to the Midwest, where we vacationed with my mom's side of the family, we were always the smallest family by far on the block.
Now, you've got one child, but you've still got that mindset. I've got to have everything. I need 400 boxes of diapers.
We have more than we could use of everything. Because I hate running. We've turned my wife's office into a storage room.
For your one child?
Yes. Well, for us and the one child. I don't like running out of anything. I don't like running out of toilet paper or paper towels or anything.
I think that is that there's a collective bubble of anxiety in a place like Costco because everyone is coming from that place. I can't run out of Windex. I need to buy this pack of 20. Right. Something horrible will happen if I run out of chops.
Right.
Or a little whatever, a little weenies or whatever they sell.
Well, you know what it is? I think it's the pot culture that we all grew up in, or that we're all living in right now, where pot smokers will wait until they've smoked their last joint to buy any more weed.
Don't
for the most
wait.
Part.
So when should you go on a run?
You go on a run, you make it a regular thing, like once every other week, and you pick up a ton of crap.
I just got an intuition about you. You're the guy. You order another drink from the bartender when you've got a third of your drink left, not
That's
when it's out.
I order two at a time. Please, don't insult me.
Because what if you run out of your drink and you can't get the bartender's attention?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. You can't risk that.
That's exactly right. And I learned something from John from the John and Jeff show, where if the bar is very crowded that night, right, and the bar is like 3 or 4 people deep around the entire bar, when you go get your first drink, you pay for your drink, whatever it is, a beer for $5, you tip the guy $20.
Smart.
Right there.
Yeah.
And you look at him, and he looks at you and goes, hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Every time you go to the bar then, boom, he sees you 3 deep in the line and says, what do you need?
That's brilliant. Because
really
especially if you're a guy, you don't have the cachet of the bar, you know, catching the bartender's eye.
Right. Yeah. I mean, listen, with this face, you know, it's a lot of guys putting sunglasses
on. By the way,
on.
You know what else isn't a bad idea if you're going to valet your car? And you know you're going to want to leave somewhere in a hurry.
Right.
You give the valet his tip up front. You hand him a 20 and you say, keep it close.
Right.
That's Vegas.
Sound like a James Bond girl. I was at Santa Anita.
Strauss a pussy.
That's not a bad drop.
Used to. Please, Ryan, never. Please tell me you didn't record that.
I went to Santa Anita with a friend of mine, Renzulli, Frankie Renzulli, out in the valley.
You like the ponies.
Yeah, once in a while. I hazard part of my wages on the outcome of one of those races. But we pull up to, it was a Breeders' Cup 4 years ago. And we pull up and I give the guy a 5. He says, this area is closed. I give him a 5. I go, hey, Merry Christmas. And I start to drive away. He goes, hey, whoa. He goes, come back here. He goes, we don't do that here. I go, you don't do what here? He goes, we don't take tips in the parking lot. I said, Babu, you may be standing right now on the exact square of cement where this move was created.
Did you just say Babu?
Yeah. This is a racetrack move.
Right.
Where you give a guy a 5 and you move on.
That's the whole, that's the zeitgeist of that place. That's the way it operates.
That's where it was born.
How dare he?
Vegas was built on, bribes and tips.
Yeah, keep it close.
Morgan and Walnut, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, I am done with IKEA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I broke up with them many years ago.
I'm not a big fan either. I don't like, two things I don't like about IKEA. I don't like going through the whole maze and having to look at 7,000 items. They're the only ones that put you through that maze. You know, you go to Home Depot and you can, search out what you want.
What about the emotional trickery? They set up a life for you that you're not going to have. Here's the kitchen. Here's the living room and the bedroom. This is what your life's going to look like if you buy this furniture. I feel I'm being duped. And it's all MDF, it's crappy, and it falls apart.
Yeah, it does have a tendency to fall apart, man.
And there's always one screw left out of the kit, and you can't put it together.
I was watching it. I bought a cabinet from IKEA, and I was with my wife watching TV in Seal Beach. And I'm pretty good at putting crap together. But this IKEA thing was probably about 3 or 4 years old. And we're watching a ball game, watching a Kings game. And we're watching the color TV, and we heard a and we go, uh-oh. This thing's about to go. And we sat there. I think we were both bombed. We sat on the couch, and this thing disintegrated in front of us. The TV hit the ground, and it exploded.
Pile of ashes.
Yeah, just over.
This is the problem. I remember I was dating a guy, and I bought a little, television stand, and he was going to put it together. I saw a look of fear in his eye, but he acted like he knew what he was doing.
Right.
I lived in a studio apartment at that time, so I can't say I went in the other room. I was possibly in the kitchenette area, and I heard a scream like a girl, a kind of a, ah, like that. And he had like hit his thumb with it, and he was scared and confused because there was a little blood, and I immediately was like, I can never have sex with you. I can never... No wrench can fix this. No wrench can tighten this. No glue can hold this back together.
Is it a boyfriend?
Yeah.
You break up with him shortly after that?
Yes.
You did.
I don't know. As I never shut up about, my dad's a mechanic, and I just somehow think that...
Ryan.
I'm a hypocrite because I can't really cook, but it would be nice if a guy could just do a basic job.
Right.
I'm not saying change the battery in the car.
Well, a guy should be able to do, for instance, like change a socket in the house. You know,
that's
pull
good.
Out the old one, throw in a new one.
You want to think, if the lights go out, he can help me.
Yes.
He can save
exactly
me.
Right.
If I need this television center, entertainment center to be put together, I'm not going to hear a Yelp.
Right. Like, you know, this is a very defining moment. And this happened, you know, Dave Harden, we do that show on Sundays, the mortgage show, Mortgage Matters. And when I first met him, I said, hey, you know, after the show, you want to grab something to eat? And he says, no, I got to get home because I'm putting in a ceiling fan with a lamp for my wife. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a dude. Anybody that can do that, you know, put all those pieces together and make sure that ceiling fan stays on the ceiling and doesn't come down and cut the baby in half.
Yeah, that's big, and it also involves electricity.
A lot of electricity and a lot of parts that have to go on exactly in the right order.
You throw in a dimmer, he's, you know.
Right, yeah, it's over.
He's won me over,
big stud. Let's talk to, Brian in Norwalk. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, Tim. Nice to hear you.
Thank
nice
you.
To hear you, Teresa. I love your show in the morning.
Thank you.
Walmart.
Like it's my show. It's all mine.
It's your show. It's your show, and Corolla's on it from now and then, you know?
Wow. He rarely gets a word in.
Yeah.
Just me.
Yeah, you know, I gotta hear more from him in the morning.
Yeah.
It's always you. You're always yapping.
Don't you want to know how he feels about things?
Yes.
Nice. Walmart is mine, and it's not because of anything that the company does or anything, you know, any of their products or services. It's the people, the shoppers there, are missing, like, hygiene.
I understand that.
All right.
For some reason, I've yet to find a Walmart with some people that are clean-shaven, don't smell bad, don't have tons of babies running around.
Well, I'll give you a tip. There's one in Valencia that's actually pretty nice.
Yeah, I think I've been to that one. Not bad.
It's a superstore. You can buy food out there as well. Although, I don't know, buying food at Walmart, it's, again, it's dicey because, you know, you usually don't live within 5 minutes of Walmart.
Right.
You know, you got to drive.
Walmarts are on the outskirts of town.
So if you get frozen food, it's, you know, it's melted by the time you get home. But, hey, I'd like to talk to somebody who works at Walmart because I saw something odd there the last time I was there.
White person?
No, they had a shift change where they're going to take all the floor people off and put a whole new set of floor people on. And the new set of floor people had sort of a chant that they did before they went onto the floor.
Like the way a football team does?
Yeah, like, hey, let's go.
Clear eyes, right, full heart, right, must sell.
Right, that's what it is. And I was wondering what that was, because I heard it, you know, from a distance. But if you work at Walmart, I want to know what that chant is, that cheer you guys do before you hit that floor.
I think it really helps.
Does it, you think?
They got the eye of the tiger in there.
I don't know, man. But I will say this, but every time you ask somebody at Walmart where something is, they know.
They do know.
You know?
And there's some very affordable merchandise in there.
Yes.
By that I mean cheap.
Absolutely. I like Walmart. All right, Teresa Strasser's with us. The stores you've busted up with. You've had a Canadian-style ass full of these stores. You're not going back. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Teresa Strasser. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, joined by Teresa Strasser. Nice to see you, as always.
Thank you again for having me.
And businesses, you've had enough. I've had enough with Trader Joe's. I love the food, love the service, love the guys who work there, but I can't deal with the parking.
You know, I broke up with a bagel store. I don't want to say it's a chain.
Right.
Rhymes with Noah's. I broke up with them about 8 years ago.
There's
a mom and pop bagel store on Larchmont called Sam's, and I prefer to support my mom and pop. But I broke up with them because it was so long ago, I don't remember, but it started out as a boycott, and it became just a breakup. I will never go into that or any other.
Really?
Somebody
like
was
knowledge.
Rude, and I just thought, you know what? And then they
make great sandwiches.
They seem to have dirty hands.
No, really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Boy. I got a bad feeling, and I felt like, why are they encroaching on this mom and pop right down the street?
Yeah, but who was there first? The mom and pop?
Yeah, for years.
All right.
Yeah, I support the local mom and pop.
Mark in Manhattan Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's going on, Tim?
Hey.
Big fan of TV, by the way.
Thank you. Tim doesn't know what that means.
That's your vagina?
And her pants.
Yeah. On our morning show, there's this very classy and dignified bit. And we name callers and Adam and Paul Bryan name my vagina. Started with Chavez Ravine. And Adam said, that'd be a great name for TSV. And it's been 2.5 years. I love it.
That sounds like
so many names for the V.
A lot of we've done the movie edition, There Will Be Blood. Was a big one there. We've done, you know, stadiums, national monuments. You'd think it would get old.
That's classic.
My vagina is bored.
It never gets old. So good.
That's awesome.
The store that I can't stand is Fry's Electronics Store. Have you been in there?
Yeah, I go to the one in Canoga Park, I guess in Woodland Hills.
There's one on Rosecrans, and it's a disaster.
Yeah.
It looks like a tornado went through there every single time I have to step in there for anything.
Yeah, nobody really seems to know anybody or anything around there.
They don't know anything about the electronic equipment, and everything's under lockdown, and no one has a key.
Right.
Well, they sell stuff like a miniature transistor, and the people in there didn't even get out of ninth grade, and they don't help at all. In fact, they run away from you if you got like a question look on your face. It's a disaster, that place.
Yeah, I think you're right. I have Renzulli, a friend of mine in the Valley, he will only go there if he brings his bail bondsman with him.
Why is that?
Because he'll go apeshit, he'll get arrested there.
On someone.
Yeah.
Is that one of the places where they try to push the warranty on you that you sort of know you don't need, but they make a commission on the warranty?
Yeah, and you buy... Now they're getting crazier, these warranties. I bought something the other day for $29, and they said, you want the warranty on here. It's going to be $9 for 3 years. I'm like, nah, I'm going to take a shot here. I'm going to take a chance at,
Right.
I'll be able to replace this. And a lot of people don't understand what the warranty is. I saw a guy taking something back to Best Buy, and he said it broke down, and he had paid $100 for it. And he wanted the $100 back, plus he wanted his insurance or his warranty money back.
Right.
And they're like, no. That's what you paid for. We'll give you the product, but you're not going to get your it's like when you get a car accident, they don't pay for your damage on your car and then give you back your insurance money for the year.
Right.
That's why you pay it.
My brother, when he was in law school, worked at a place. Okay, I got to stop. It Merkit MIDI. Let's call it that. They sell electronics.
All right, sure.
Okay. And if you didn't sell a certain percentage of warranty, but if your total sales were too large in comparison to the proportion of warranty that you sold, you'd be fired. It
really?
Was all about selling the warranty. And my brother is such an honest person. He had trouble pushing it on people when financially it's almost always kind of a bad idea.
Yeah, I think
there are
a lot
of exclusions.
I never go for them.
Yeah.
I was at that same store.
Merkit MIDI?
Yeah, when I was buying a camera. And I asked the guy, I said, how many frames per second will this thing take? Because when you have a two-year-old, you got to get
They don't sit still.
They don't sit still, so you got to take like 12 shots in a second. Hopefully you get one smile. And I said, how many shots can I take per second with this camera? And he goes, oh, with this camera, 1,200 per second.
Jesus Christ.
Is that right? 1,200 shots a second. Is that right? That seems a lot, because I think the maximum I've ever heard of was maybe 13 or 14.
Listen, to be fair, it is awful to work retail. I've done it. You're standing on your feet all day. You're making $6-$8 an hour.
Right.
You're probably not getting health insurance. It's unpleasant.
Yeah.
I feel their pain.
That's why I don't get down on those people when they're on meth or crack or coke or pot. I think at those positions, you should be able to do something that takes your mind off what you're doing.
Right.
You know, you should be
able. It's fair.
They shouldn't drug test guys that do that.
What, are you going to be sober working at Merck and Midi trying to pawn off warranties on people?
Hey, did you see a Mervyn's went out of business today?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I know you were a big fan of that store.
Yeah, who would have guessed Mervyn's would go out of business?
I love those flammable PJs.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to, how about Eric in Long Beach? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Jim, I also got, and Teresa, how are you?
Hey.
I listen in the morning, too. Cool. I've been in a couple stores, the 99 Cent store.
Right.
Which is another name for TV, but, I just feel like I'm in Tijuana. I just feel too,
nice.
I feel too sorry for everyone in there. You know, I feel like I need to give them the money. And I feel, you know, I go in there to get some snacks for the kids. I'm a teacher.
Right.
But I just need to give everybody, the $10 in my pocket, you know?
Yeah.
So I just go to Walmart or Target
now. It is depressing in there, isn't it?
It is.
The aisles are thin, and there's too many foreign languages buzzing around there for me.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Spanish, because I'm down with the Spanish language. But I'm getting like Tajikistan and an African
dialect,
vibe going on
clicking.
In there. Yeah, all kinds of crap going on in there. A lot
I
of fun,
don't mind.
You know.
I like the melting pot in my 99-cent store. I'm concerned that this teacher has to buy snacks for the kids with his own money.
Yeah, but you know what? Screw them. They're making millions of dollars. They should
the teachers,
be able to.
Teachers, that's true. You're right.
Making tons of
money. And all those
money.
Lavish spa vacations like AIG.
They get, they don't have to work June, July, and August.
Making
it's
out like
dream
bandits.
Life. Yeah. The kids are always well behaved.
Oh, yeah. And the parents are never annoying or uninvolved.
Dan in Fullerton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
All right, man.
Well, first off, let me say I love the dynamic between you two.
Thank you, sir.
Teresa really comes out of her shell, and she keeps you mellow, which is always nice, Timmy.
Well, you know,
nice job, retard.
When Teresa's on, she's such a professional. She got here at 2:30 today. I got here about 2:45, and we just rehearsed for 5 straight hours.
I think we've gotten it down.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite part was off the air when Tim went outside and he said, "See you in a second, little buddy." I said, "Did you just call me little buddy?"
Yeah, it's like a Gilligan
it's
thing.
It's kind of adorable.
Know? Well, I do that with Malibu Dan. I used to call him little buddy all the time.
Now I don't like it.
All right.
Now I don't like it.
I should shut up. All right, what are you done with there, dude?
I am done with Radio Shack.
Oh, I love Radio Shack.
You do?
Yeah.
A lot of people, I think, are done
really
with that.
I really love Radio Shack.
What do you love about them?
I think the service is good there, and I think that...
it's not state-of-the-art. That's Merck and Midi.
Yeah, I like a lot of the electronic stuff they sell. You know, transistors and stuff like that. I was like sort of goofball when I was a kid that way, building my own radio and stuff.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I like that. CBs. I bought my first CB there. And
did you have like a signal, a sign, whatever
handle?
They're called? A handle.
I don't remember what it was. I was like in 8th or 9th grade. That's a great way to get chicks.
My God. When women find out you have a handle on your own CB.
You can't wait to get home and talk to truckers.
Oh.
Instead of going to the dance. Beautiful.
That's really hot.
What do you know? What don't you like about it, dude?
Well, have you been into one lately? All they sell anymore are cell phones. Every time I go into a Radio Shack, they don't have a doggone thing I need.
That's why I was there the other day, to get a new cell phone.
Yeah, for cell phones, they're great. They're now a cell phone store. But you can, like, I remember when I was a kid, they had everything. All the little connectors, all the, you had your free battery card as a kid. You remember that one, you know?
Yeah, I don't like taking my daughter in there because she grabs stuff and says, hey, Daddy, can I get this? I'm like, let's see, a $600 Blu-ray.
That's why you go to the 99-cent store. Baby, you can have anything in here. Any of these
orders.
Yeah, knock yourself out.
You know what's an interesting thing about the times in which we're living? Businesses break up with us. For example, Washington Mutual broke up with me.
They did? Yeah, you're right. Well, Washington Mutual is still around, but it's, I guess, Chase, but it still says WAMU on the outside of the bank.
Right, for now.
Right.
They broke up.
Did you take your money out of there?
No.
I didn't either.
I didn't.
It's sitting in there.
Yeah, mine too.
How stupid are we?
I don't know. I asked my husband, should we just take out like $1,000 cash and hide it in our house in case there's some sort of really serious crash and all the banks shut down for a while?
That's what I thought.
Well, during the savings and loan scandal, you know, in Ohio, they shut down the banks for 4 days. Every bank was shut down. And if you didn't have a 20 in your wallet.
Yeah, it's over.
Screwed.
Yeah, I always thought of doing that, you know, like taking out 1,000 or 2,000 bucks, putting it in the house. and then if anything happens, you got cash. But then, you know, you're all of a sudden you start to worry. You're like, all right, you know, let me look in that drawer. Is the $2,000 still there?
Right.
But wait a minute, you just checked like 10 minutes ago. No, I just want to see if it's still there. It's still there? Yeah, it's still there. And then you forget where you put it. And then all of a sudden, you know, or you know, somebody comes in the house to fix something and you're standing against that dresser drawer where
it's
it is.
It's supposed to give you peace of mind and now you're worrying about
the
bucks.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. All right, let's talk to Sonny in Seal Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Babu.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Teresa, what up, homegirl? You're hot.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan. Yeah, I don't know. So I told Gina, like, I don't mean to, like, call this movie company out in particular, but I told her AMC. But I just really hate movies in general because, like going to the movies, like, I don't know, either, like, you run into some form of problem. Either people, like, are too loud and it's not even that, like, or, like, they're talking and laughing over, like, too much when it's not even that, like, right of the movie. And then, like, the movies cost so much already as it is, and then same with the popcorn and all that.
Or you, like, end up sitting next to, like, a really fast-talking nerd.
Yeah. Totally.
What and movies are you seeing?
Yeah, totally. And then, like technology is so dope. Like, you can just sit at home and pretty much, like, they almost have, like, the movies that are in the movie theaters, like, you can click on, like, on your TV, you know? And just
right.
Back
or you end up sitting next to a kid who starts complaining about the movie theaters and start using the term like and constantly, right?
Like, I mean, right, it could, like, could be dope, but it's not dope.
Yeah,
it's like absolutely the opposite of dope.
All right, yeah. Sonny, are you stoned right now, dude?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
All right,
speaking
dude
of dope,
enjoying yourself.
Yep, for sure, it's Friday. You know?
What are you smoking?
Just a little bit of everything. I got some sativa and I got some cookies.
I actually popped
the Vicodin too. So,
ooh,
you know, I'm feeling
there. Now you're speaking my language.
Right. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah,
but anyways,
now's the time to go to the theater. You're a little mellowed out.
You're going to like any movie you see.
Yeah.
For sure. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you, buddy.
Enjoy the secret life
of
bees.
There he goes. Look at that. Vicodin, weed, a couple of
the chronic
beers.
And the what else, whatever
enjoying
else he
himself
had.
I envy that.
Yeah.
I really envy that dude.
Me too. But then he's going to wake up all hungover.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, you enjoy, you know, happiness is like a blackjack win or a cigarette or a sip of, you know, or a Vicodin.
Thanks, Zippy.
Happiness
on a mug.
Happiness is not, it's not, doesn't last long. I mean,
it's fleeting.
Never,
it's ephemeral.
Yeah, you're never happy for like 5 straight days in a row.
Well, this is the problem with the human condition, not to get deep on you, but we can't sustain contentment. Your
right
dog has no problem.
Right.
But what's the longest in you've ever been happy consistently?
Yeah. Well, it's like a cigarette. Again, it's a hit a pot. It's a big win in blackjack. It's a, you know, it's a NFL game you win.
Fall in love. Even that, 6-8 months later, it's
exactly
not quite as euphoric as it was.
That's happiness. But these guys who, you know, are saying, I want to take some time off to find and to, you know, to find my happiness. I want to be happier. Happiness comes in 5-minute spurts, and you're lucky to get 2 a day.
You think so?
Yeah.
5-minute spurts.
Maybe 3 minutes. And you're really lucky to get 2 of them a day.
I think once you accept that, life is easier. If you think, you know, it's not my quote, but even in heaven, they don't sing all the time.
Right.
If you expect that you're supposed to be happy all the time.
Right. It never happened.
It's going to be confounding.
But and happiness is also like if you talk to if somebody in your orbit, either, you know, a friend of yours, a relative makes you laugh because they're funny and you talk to them, that's happiness that can last longer than 5 minutes.
That's true.
Yeah. But it's pretty rare, man. I mean, there's a lot of dopes out there. All right. We're going to do a news with Gina Grad. Speaking of dope.
I can't wait.
In a good way. News at 9. What's going on with that news, Gina?
Well, Madonna goes for the jugular at a recent concert, and recent studies show that Tim Conway Jr.'s house must be incredibly clean. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Wow, look at that.
Smooth.
Wonder why that is. I guess we'll find out after the top of the hour here. Teresa Strasser is with us. She's going to stick around for at least the news.
Yes.
And perhaps till 11 o'clock we can twist her arm. And we're live. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.